My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, after the Feast of the Epiphany, we begin the ordinary time in the liturgical year, and also we began the gospel where Jesus was going around now preaching and healing. The gospel today presents Jesus revealing himself as one who is open and has been chosen to preach to all. My dear brothers and sisters, in the olden times, the one who is called by God to preach, to be God's mouthpiece, is the prophet. Jesus is therefore portrayed here according to the prophetic tradition. But Jesus is not just preaching. We see in the gospel today, he heals Simon's mother-in-law, exorcises demoniacs, and cures those afflicted with various diseases. Most importantly, my dear brothers and sisters, he prays in a deserted place. He feels this is his calling. He is saying to the world that this is God's will for him. The first reading describes the calling of Samuel. Still very young, Samuel tries, hears the Lord call, and think it is the priest Eli calling for him. So Eli teaches Samuel how to answer the Lord. He says, "Speak, for your servant is listening." This answer makes Samuel a major prophet and priest who helps in the establishment of the monarch period in Israel. My dear brothers and sisters, both Jesus and Samuel opened themselves to God's design. In the midst of the people, they echo God's healing word. My dear brothers and sisters, God continues to call. And let be our response, Lord, here I am, send me. Peter's mother-in-law in the gospel was cured by Jesus. The gospel says the fever left her and she began to wait on them. The question for us today is this: when was the last time we experienced God's saving or healing power in our lives? When was the last time we experienced God's saving or healing power in our lives? Let us pray the psalm, "Lord, save me, for I am your servant and I trust in you. Teach me what you want me to do and I will obey you faithfully. Teach me to serve you with complete devotion." Amen.